Given the nature of politics, it's inevitable that from time to time a lawmaker will rise in the General Assembly and express doubts about something proposed across the aisle.
Mr. President, I have to tell you that having gone through the details of the plan, I find them somewhat baffling.
Senator Chet Peterson provides us with that example, but he's probably never been more baffled than on the day his mother paid a visit to the Senate. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is with us again. David, readers of VA News at VPAP.org were especially interested in this one. What happened with the senator's mother?
When the General Assembly goes into session every day, both the House and the Senate, one of the traditions is for visitors to be recognized in the gallery. And occasionally, one of the legislators' family members will show up. Well, that's what happened last week. Senator Chet Peterson, senator from Fairfax County, his mother came to visit and on Wednesday, and Lieutenant Governor Bowling gave her a nice introduction, asked her to rise and be recognized in the Senate gallery.
And it was clear, right away that something had gone wrong.
The lieutenant governor, who is seated on the podium and is the only member who can see the entire gallery, was confused when he asked that Mary Peterson stand, and two women stood up. Chet Peterson looked up, expecting to see his mother, and in the seat that was supposed to be reserved for his mother, he saw a woman who he didn't recognize waving to everyone.
So why was there a stranger where his mother should have been?
That day, there happened to be two Mary Petersons visiting, and the Mary Peterson, who is not the mother of Senator Peterson, showed up first, gave her name, and was escorted to the seat that was reserved for Mary Peterson, although a different Mary Peterson.
And I suppose we can guess the first thing the media asked Senator Peterson about after the session.
Yes, he told the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Jim Nolan, one of the Capitol reporters, wrote a nice little feature on this. Peterson said, "I thought someone was playing a prank on me."
David, there was another sort of out-of-the-mainstream story that drew lots of readers, and it was about a traffic stop in Richmond.
Well, yes, this was a case of the modern technology, cell phone cameras and instant tweets, where a delegate from Salem, Greg Habib, was driving home one evening and happened across a police car that had pulled over a car that he noted had legislative plates on it. And so he took a photograph, you can't tell whose car it is, and posted on Twitter and said, "For anyone who thinks we get special treatment, here's one of my colleagues getting a ticket." A reporter happened to see that, took a screen grab of it, and asked Delegate Habib about it, who promptly removed it from his posting on Twitter.
The reporter, by the way, was Julian Walker of the Virginian Pilot. David, the reference the delegate made to special treatment, that has a historical context, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those cases where there's been situations in the past where legislators have tried to get out of traffic tickets citing their legislative privilege. There is a law that goes way back to the founding of Virginia that says legislators cannot be tried or convicted while the legislature is in session. In this case, it turns out no traffic citation was issued, and so it's kind of the end of the story.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. Their website, vpap.org, hosts VA News, a daily compilation of newspaper stories from around Virginia about government and politics. I'm Fred Eccles.